Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the 4-H Robotics Academy. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Mariah Morgan, Mississippi State University Extension Service Assistant Professor. So Mariah, the 4-H Robotics Academy is a very popular educational event and fun event. What is this all about?
The 4-H Robotic Academy is an opportunity for extension agents, volunteers, teachers, and senior 4-H'ers to come to Mississippi State University and to learn all about what's happening in robotics.
Okay, so this is a very extensive learning experience. So tell me more about who comes to it.
It is one of the largest training events that we do. And again, it's for extension agents, volunteers, teachers, and senior 4-H'ers. So what we'll do at the Robotics Academy is we are going to have four different tracks. And this is different than what we've done in the past. So we're actually implementing two new tracks this year. Our first track will be the Clover Bud track, and those are for adults that work with ages 5 to 8 years old. We're super excited this year because we are introducing a brand new robot. And so those participants that come to this training will learn how to use this robot with 5 to 8 year olds, whether that's at the 4-H Robotics Club, the Boys and Girls Club, or in their local schools. Our second track, we're bringing in someone from code.org. And they're going to teach a track on using code or teaching code in whatever situation you happen to be in, whether it's an after-school program or an in-school program. And the participants in that track will actually leave with the resources they need to implement that curriculum. Our third track is one that folks have seen before, and that is the NXT robot track. That's when we'll learn to program in NXT, G programming, and then maybe natural language C programming as well if time permits. And then our fourth track, this is a big one. We're going to be doing Java for the older 4-H'ers and their volunteers and extension agents. And so we'll be using the Tetrix robot with the Snapdragon processor. And this is new because the first robotics competition has changed their guidelines to require students to use Java and the Snapdragon processor for robots. So we'll be training on that as well. So we have a big lineup coming this summer.
Gosh, that sounds really exciting and very, very busy. Why is this important for them to learn this? What are they going to do with this knowledge in the future?
Well, the research shows that if we don't engage young children by the time they leave second or third grade, it's really too late. And so we're trying to work with our counties and our extension agents to engage young people in robotics so that it's a career field, it's an idea that they're familiar with, so they will pursue it later on. Now, for our other groups, the code.org, the juniors, and the seniors, we're trying to build on that. We're trying to keep that momentum going so they're ready when they leave high school to enter college and pursue one of those topics.
So will everyone be taking the same courses, the teachers and the young people, the students?
The adults, the volunteers, the extension agents, and the teachers will primarily take most of the slots in the course. Now, senior 4-H'ers, those that help with the younger kids, they can participate as well. And we will take some senior 4-H'ers in the Java for Snapdragon class as well.
All right, so I understand that also teachers and educators who want to obtain CEU credits can attend this, and the 4-H'ers ages 14 to 18, senior 4-H'ers, are able to attend some of these tracks to enhance their club projects. Is there anything else that you want to mention?
Absolutely. So if you would like to register for this training or you need more information, you can contact Mariah S. at ext.msstate.edu. And our camp dates will be July 27th through the 30th. So go ahead and mark your calendars and plan vacation time around that.
And it's going to be right here at Mississippi State University campus at the Bost Extension Center?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. To register, go ahead and just send me an email, mariahs@ext.msstate.edu, and I can send you the registration information.
So that's M-A-R-I-A-H?
M-A-R-I-A-H-S at ext.msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Mariah Morgan, Extension Service Assistant Professor. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.